FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted, or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing! Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide. There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The latest from Ian Rappaport on Worthy's shoulder.
The Kansas City Chiefs in Brazil not only suffered a tough loss to the Los Angeles Chargers, but also likely lost one of their top weapons, at least for a period of time. My understanding is Xavier Worthy, the electric receiver who suffered that injury right there to friendly fire, suffered a dislocated shoulder. It is unclear as of right now how much time he's going to miss, still soliciting a second opinion. I am told the most likely option is for him to be able to brace it up and return this season. However, test pending and surgery is still, as of right now, an option.
So up in the air, and depending on which option he chooses, I'm assuming will dictate also the length of recovery time and how long they're going to miss him. One thing we know, like this isn't one of those, just brace it up and he's coming back next week. It feels like everybody recognizes there's going to be some significant time missed here for Xavier Worthy. And yes, it sucks that last year it was a friendly fire injury to Rashee Rice's knee against the Chargers that knocked him out for the year. And this one was a friendly fire Travis Kelce, Xavier Worthy collision that is going to knock Worthy out of, at minimum for a few weeks. I think more than that, but we'll see and maybe hear from Andy about that in the noon hour.
I don't know. I mean,
or what'll happen is Andy will talk at 12:10 and then at 1:30 Ian Rappaport will report the actual injury.
Yeah, that's actually probably more likely than anything else. At this point, look, I look up separated just like anyone else, right? All right, let's look up separated shoulder injuries in the NFL. How long are players out for? It really genuinely depends on the grade. It really, really depends on the grade. So depending
on Professor Tapp, what do you think?
Honestly, I think it's probably going to be at least a month and probably longer.
The Mayo Clinic says it's anywhere from a few weeks. I looked this up yesterday as soon as it happened. And there was some doctors on Twitter.
Did the Mayo Clinic say it on... as it relates to football or just like people?
No, just people in general, but adults confirm adults versus children, et cetera. It's a few weeks to a few months, depending on the severity of it. And then if it's surgery, it's full recovery is anywhere from 5 to 6 months.
Yeah, my complete non-doctor,
if it's surgery, he's probably done for the season.
My complete non-medical educated guess is he's at least out 6 weeks. But
yeah, I would say between 4 and 8. So we're all kind of in the exact same range as far as where it goes. But that's the problem. Is that now they're going to have Hollywood Brown as their number one wide receiver. But I genuinely, this is a complete disruption to their offense because the difference is last year is they at least had Xavier Worthy, who was their best receiver on the roster after Rashee Rice went down. Maybe he didn't show up right away in the box score, but he was definitively their most talented and best wide receiver after Rashee Rice going into it. Well, now their best wide receiver is Hollywood Brown, a guy that we've barely seen play for the Chiefs. Now, admittedly, had a pretty good game statistically on there, but some of the advanced stats didn't really like what he did, and that it was just Mahomes was hitting him in perfect stride, and I don't know.
I'm
going to guess that he's going to try to play and that he's not going to want to miss his entire second season.
Well, they need him desperately, and that's what really stinks is we talked for much of the offseason about even with the Rice suspension, at some point, are we going to finally see the big three in the wide receiver room?
Never going to see it.
And I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, because this is also knowing that Hollywood Brown has injury history, and he got targeted like 16 times in the game, and we'll see what he's able to do. He's got a heck of an opportunity for himself personally, statistically, to put up some numbers to where he gets paid in the offseason. If he can stay healthy, he's going to have every opportunity in this offense right now.
He's going to put up some numbers, probably.
To put up some numbers. We'll see. But Brown, Rice, Worthy on the field at the same time.
I don't know
if we're ever seeing it.
I borderline don't want Hollywood Brown to practice. I need this man to make it through 5 weeks. After that, Rashee Rice is at least. I need Hollywood Brown to stay healthy. Do whatever you got to do to stay healthy for 5 weeks. And I know that that's like, he's had stretches of time where he's certainly been healthy for that amount of time. But obviously he was coming off an injury season. Then he came here and immediately got hurt. And so like you were constantly, and then had like some ticky-tack stuff in the preseason that I wasn't worried about. I thought it was more just protecting his body. But yeah, Hollywood Brown became, him and Travis Kelce are now two of the most important players on offense. And I don't know, I know we'll talk about it a little bit, maybe hand the ball off a couple of times to relieve. And this goes back to the dynamic running back part. Part of the reason you and I wanted a dynamic running back on the roster was for what their offense could be, but also in case of this, is that if you had a dynamic running game to go with the things that are happening now, at least you think you could lean on a different weapon.
Who's the most explosive player that's actually going to be available on Sunday?
Hollywood Brown.
It's him or Tyquan Thornton.
Yeah.
Explosive player. I'm not saying best player.
Caught a deep pass in that game.
That's where they're at offensively right now heading into Sunday. That they're two most explosive offensive weapons. Maybe you guys disagree on the text line. It looks like will be Hollywood Brown and Tyquan Thornton.
I think that's the answer. I absolutely think that's the answer.
And that's
we're in for some more knockout, drag out, knockdown fights probably on the offense. They're going to have to win some ugly games. Next week against
Sunday's all about just finding a way to win. I don't care how they win.
21-20, 10-7, 10-9, 50-51. I really don't care. You're right.
No, it does not matter.
Just win a football game.
At this point, just find a way to win. Absolutely.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide. Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.